You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
This episode of the Wausau Business Show is brought to you by Wausau's iconic
Malarkey's.
Malarkey's Irish Pub, open during construction. What are they putting in there, Paul?
There's construction going on over there?
Wausau Business Rumor.
Let's get to the bottom of that. I bet it's going to be something awesome.
This is the Wausau Business Show.
Are you ready?
And now, here are your cow-tipping, ice-fishing, polka-dancing, beer-brock-frying, cheese-curd-loving hosts, Ryan and Paul.
Once you dig in, you'll find me coming out the other side. And once you dig in, you'll find you have yourself a good time. Once you dig in, you'll find me coming out the other side. And once you dig in, you'll find you have yourself a good time.
From Wausau to Orlando and beyond, this is the Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
Episode number 52. Wow, we made it. Record store day today, so congratulations. Yeah. Inner Sleeve, we'll be stopping by later. Even though he doesn't celebrate Record Store Day, because I guess you got to pay some dues.
Yeah, it's more of a subscription type of thing.
Yeah. Well, we better start at the top. Don't bury the lead, Paul.
Okay.
The Wausau Business Show, breaking Red Lobster news.
It worked.
We did it.
Hello, Red Lobster.
We flew a banner.
Hello, Demola, the chief executive officer, Harvard grad, and very impressive individual.
Very impressive.
Wausau, Wisconsin, loves Red Lobster, exclamation point.
Yep.
Please, question mark.
That's key.
XOXO.
Yes.
Well, just XO. XO.
Yeah, just one XO. We ran out of room on the banner, if you remember.
Demola himself acknowledged the banner, everybody. Demola himself.
He heard us.
He heard us.
We did it.
Okay, so we're working on an interview with Demola.
Yep.
But in the meantime, Wausau, Wisconsin, USA blew up Red Lobster's Facebook page. They showed a picture of our glorious banner.
Yeah.
Right on their Facebook page. And the comments came flooding in, Paul.
Yeah, the most comments they've ever had on any post, if you can believe that, from Red Lobster.
In recent history.
At least if I go back a week or two.
Don't fact check it. For example.
Go ahead.
Demola, the chief executive officer, writes.
Oh, even he wrote.
Look what just flew by my office window at HQ.
Well, that's acknowledgement. That's step one. Yeah, the comments are just all over the place here. It's awesome. Matthew, Wausau resident here. You will be the coolest restaurant in Wisconsin if you build a Quick Trip / Red Lobster megastore.
Oh, there's an idea.
Yeah.
And Red Lobster has 4.4 million followers on their Facebook page because they're great.
Yeah.
The majority of those, we could say, were probably from Wausau or lived here at one point or another or have a connection to Wausau, Wisconsin.
Yeah, the 4.4 million. Yeah, right.
Alexa, she said, I drive 45 minutes down to Wausau just to eat there if you had a Red Lobster. She must live in like Tomahawk or something.
Sure.
Red Lobster replies, oh, you made us blush and we're already red.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Hemingway-esque.
Yeah.
Michael writes, indeed, we who live in the Wausau area have kept a flame that presumably melts butter burning.
Oh, I think Michelle hit it on the head. She says, OMG, laughing emojis. This city apparently isn't going to quit till we get one. You're damn right, Michelle.
Can't stop, won't stop, Michelle.
That's right.
Roxanne writes, do you know how much emotional damage we've endured as Wausonians with the false sightings, the rumors that we're getting a Red Lobster? Please expand here to Wausau and heal our trust issues.
So true.
That was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, I mean, it hits home.
So, Demola, let's just have a conversation. Let's just talk. I guess they're asking us to be on the news in Orlando to represent Wausau to Orlando, and maybe Demola will be watching the news down there.
Right, Channel 6, I believe.
Yeah. So, Demola, if you're listening, we know you were on The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne the God a couple weeks ago out of New York City.
Right.
We just want a phone call. You were there in person. He's got a very nice studio in the iHeart Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's a great studio.
Yeah. If those of you aren't familiar with New York, it's sort of like Wausau, but not quite as good.
That block of New York is about like Wausau. But, yeah, Demola was there on on the Breakfast Club radio show.
Yeah.
And he went in person. You don't. We're not asking you to come in person. We'll just do it over Zoom or even on the phone.
Sure.
Damola, for 5 minutes.
We sent a plane to you. Can you just send us a phone call? That's all we're asking.
Please. Who's on the show this week, Paul?
We got Raleigh Lockery.
Raleigh.
Real estate extraordinaire. Ba-dum-bum-bum.
Raleigh pop. Raleigh pop. Oh, Raleigh, 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 Raleigh pop.
Raleigh pop.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, he's coming in. He's one of Central Wisconsin's biggest commercial developers.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Bigger than Chuck Adorsey?
Some would say. Some would say.
Fascinating.
He's also got some breaking restaurant news. Not Red Lobster, but
okay.
There's a new restaurant going into the El Tequila Salsa, the old El Tequila Salsa location, because El Tequila Salsa moved toward Granite Peak,
right.
A brand new brick and mortar store. And Raleigh owns the building that El Tequila Salsa was in next to IHOP there across from Era Pancakes.
Yeah, kids are a big fan of that. Yeah. We've had a lot of restaurant news lately, I've noticed.
And Raleigh's going to announce for the first time what's going into that old El Tequila Salsa location, and you're going to like it.
How exciting.
It's a type of restaurant that Wausau has been waiting for quite a few years. Some people go all the way to Marshfield for this type of restaurant.
Now you don't have to.
Raleigh's coming up to talk about that and his career. He's got a remarkable career, and he's responsible for a lot of the development here in downtown Wausau and beyond.
And don't forget about Masters Weekend, Ryan. Golf.
Yes, we're talking to the American Family Executive Director for the AmFam Championship coming up.
That's down in Madison.
Let's talk some golf.
Yeah.
You know, I always like those insurance jingles, don't you?
The insurance industry had kind of the monopoly on the jingles for a while.
Nationwide is on your side.
I love that one. They're always catchy.
Liberty, liberty, liberty.
Liberty.
American Family Insurance.
Beautiful.
And of course, the old iconic Manson Insurance.
Where what security is all about. Oh, that's a classic.
Classic.
Local classic.
Local classic. So we're talking to American Family Insurance Executive Director of the entire golf tournament, the championship, the AmFam Championship, coming up on the Wausau Business Show. Also coming up, controversy about the Grand Theater and whether or not you can stand during a rock concert at the Grand Theater.
Is it allowed during a rock concert?
We talked to the executive director of the Grand Theater during the Bodine Show about whether or not people could stand, because people were...
It was confusing.
It was confusing, and somebody got in trouble. They stood up, and then people behind them heckled them.
Right.
Sit down.
Sit down, you.
Sit you.
What do you think? This is some sort of rock concert, for God's sakes?
So that's coming up, and we're going to talk tariffs.
On.
What tariffs mean for our 401ks if you're looking to retire someday.
Good grief.
But Strongbridge Wealth Advisors is going to come in and talk to us about tariffs and everything else. All right, so we'll be right back with Raleigh Lockery
on the Wausau Business Show.
I was happy just listening. No intention to be mentioning. We started talking about the future.
Fundamentals of business.
Ryan and Paul are at your service, Wausonians.
The fundamentals of business. Mental is a part of the word. I have underlined it.
The Wausau Business Show.
Because you're mental if you don't have a good time.
This is the Wausau Business Show.
Business Show. Business Show.
At Incredible Mortgage, we have what it takes to get you into a new home fast. How fast? Our 20-day close guarantee means you can be move-in ready sooner. Fast pre-approvals empower you to make an offer when you find the perfect home. Plus, our home loan experts are incredibly responsive, always ready to answer your questions. Let's make your home ownership dreams a reality. Are you ready? Visit us at IncredibleMortgage.com to get started. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, my name is Maureen Carlson of Greenfire Management Services. Greenfire is a trusted local commercial construction manager. Greenfire provides detailed and innovative services so you can focus on growing your business. We're all about helping companies and communities thrive, so Greenfire is pleased to sponsor the Friend of a Friend competition to support the continual growth of Central Wisconsin. Contact us today to discuss your next construction project. Learn more at greenfire.com. That's greenfire.com.
Wausau's number one.
Number one. Number one.
Number
one.
The Wausau Business Show. When you see a chance, take it. Find romance, make it. Because it's all
Show. And now Raleigh Lockery.
Raleigh.
Welcome.
Hello. Great to see you today.
Welcome to the studio.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Great glasses, by the way. Those are kind of iconic spectacles. Paul, you got to get some readers like that. More of the round ones.
I like that look. Yeah. I agree.
Very cool.
It looks like an economics student from Madison.
Yeah.
I got to do a better job.
You guys have that in common. Right. Both Madison alumni right. in economics. Well, Raleigh Lockery, it seems like every sign in town says Lockery on it. And if it doesn't say Lockery, it says Banter on it or something like that. But you're kind of behind a lot of the development in Wausau and the Wausau area. And it's a real honor to have you here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. How did you get started in development? I mean, it's if I can go down, you got Cafe Hollander, which is in Mequon, Tynan Cellar you built in Weston.
Correct. Yeah.
Great Northern Distillery in Plover you built. You've got properties in Davenport, Iowa. The Holiday Inn Express in Weston you built.
Right.
Hotel Indigo in Kansas City property. Mm-hmm. Hotel in Vero Beach, Florida. You built a number of the locations that Quirt Family Dentistry is in. Mountain Lanes, the new apartment buildings across from Festival in Wausau. The Banter one with Velveteen Plum in it. And I'll stop there. But I mean, it's an incredible portfolio. It goes on and on and on. What made you want to get into this business back in 1989? Was it 89 that you started?
It's actually in the 70s. So I've been doing this now for, you'd almost say 50 years.
Wow.
So I went to high school at DC Arborist. And when I was going to high school, I knew I wanted to be a developer. So it was just kind of in my blood.
Oh, okay.
So from day one, I knew this is what I wanted to do.
You wanted to build.
Yeah, I wanted to develop and own real estate and do exactly what I'm doing.
So at DC Evers High School, you had a passion for that?
Yeah, so I'm very blessed to have had the opportunities because there's so much luck involved with anything in life, right?
Yeah,
it's just
timing and everything.
Timing and everything. So I've been very, very fortunate.
What got you into it in high school? Do you remember? You just building blocks?
Or? Yeah, just
you got a Lincoln log set or some Legos? Or
Yeah, I think partially I had some friends. Their parents actually were in the real estate business at that time. I'd go back to one family. Their dad was building single family homes. That's what he did for a living. He was always, I was around people like that. And I just was always really attracted to it.
Oh, cool.
Because I was trying to actually purchase homes when I was about 16, 17 years old. I started looking to buy real estate.
Did you buy something at that age?
I ended up not buying at that age, but I built my first project growing up when I was 20. So that's when
What was it?
It was a duplex in Weston.
Did you live in one side?
I lived in one side and rented the other
that
side
old
out.
Model?
And I had very, very
classic.
Yeah. Very, very affordable living,
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's how it started.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't graduate around Dave Craig's time, did you?
He's a little bit, a couple of years younger than I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. And then you go to Madison and you study economics, is it, Paul? I forget.
I say economics.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Last time you said economics.
I say both, okay. Right? Yeah. Depending on my mood.
You both have that in common.
Yeah.
And then you come back and start work in Wausau and then you continue with your portfolio that started in the 70s. You don't still own that condo, do you? The duplex?
The duplex?
No, I don't. No, okay. I sold it.
You don't still live there, do you?
Yeah, well, I probably should.
Yeah. But then you get into, what was your second? How did this evolve?
We had a remodeling business called Dunright Exteriors that we owned and ran. I ran that with my dad. And then we had a wholesale building supply company called Weston Wholesale. And so basically when I started working with my dad, it also gave me that venue to use to do developing.
Okay.
My father did not like rentals. So he was something, but he was the kind of guy that also would let me go and do what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't restrict me. So anyways, it also gave me the opportunities there with those businesses to go out and it helped me turn into a developer. So I virtually, I did it part-time along with the other businesses for actually 20 years. And then when my father was not interested in our remodeling business anymore, because I really had done that primarily for him.
Okay.
So when he wasn't interested in that business anymore, I was able to sell it to somebody else. And then I started developing full-time. And that's kind of when we just started growing over the years, growing up and down. Things happen in the economy. You have, sometimes you go up, sometimes you go down for a while.
Yeah.
It's the nature of the business. But fortunately, we're still here.
Do you consider yourself a realtor more than a construction person or a developer or all of it? A retail, person? Or how do you distinguish that all?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I've never had a real estate license.
Okay.
I mean, I don't consider myself like a real, that's not our segment that we're in.
Okay.
So basically it's just where we have a, you know, basically our company is a small vertical company where we'll build, remodel, we buy and sell internally properties of our own, mm-hmm. and then we manage our properties ourselves. So it's really that whole, it's the whole vertical operation of everything that we do together. So
and you subcontract out the construction or not?
We do in-house, their own people. We now own part of a construction company. So with that partnership, we're self-building a lot of our properties too. So that's the other piece that we're in.
And you just bought the Wifley building across from the Dudley Tower.
We did. Yes, we did.
And you're hoping to convert that into apartments or condos or something like
that? Yeah, our hope is the top two floors, the third and fourth floor, would be 26 units per floor, 52 units, one and two bedroom units. It's a great building, great bones, great views, great location,
yeah.
The parking access there. So it's got a lot going for it. And then the first and second floor, we want to keep commercial. So it really ends up being a mixed use project. We feel that's the best for the downtown area.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing half of the first floor is going to become Regis. They're an international co-working company.
Yep.
So that'll be the first true co-working space in in the whole county. So we feel that's something that was needed because more people are working on their own or they just want a small space to bop in and out of. And it's very affordable. I mean, you can rent, you can have a mailbox there for $50 a month. You can come into the space and use it for between $100 to $200 a month. So it's very affordable space to use. And you can obviously upgrade and rent out it off. A large office and spend more, but you don't have to do that.
And when does that open?
That will open this fall. We're under construction for that right now.
Okay. And then when will the condos and the apartments hopefully come in?
We hope to be able to start those sometime this year, the apartments. So that would be probably another year out from there. And then the balance of space on the first and second floor, are we seeing that be kind of retail and office space?
Okay.
We've had quite a few conversations for people to lease office space in the building. And we felt that the second floor for sure that we wanted to make primarily office space over time. Because that, you know, as we know, the office market is not that deep anymore, but we felt with the location and offering smaller spaces that there is need for that.
Yeah.
So we've actually had really good demand and people looking at putting their offices there.
And you see a lot of the fluctuations. I mean, you're kind of aren't you the one that's courting these businesses then to lease out? So we, for example, across from the Starbucks in Rib Mountain on the intersection of 39 and Rib Mountain Road?
Rib Mountain Drive, yeah.
Yeah, across from the old Paul's Valley Inn.
Yeah.
Classic. They tore down. It's still called Paul's Valley Road, I think.
Is it?
Like
yeah.
That one.
It should be.
But you're building, you built and you courted Chipotle and Chick-fil-A. And what do? Just call up corporate and say, hey, we've got a location that would be ideal for you based on traffic patterns or?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that we've always enjoyed doing. We are heavy in the food and coffee part. If you look at our portfolio, we have a lot of restaurants and coffee shops.
Especially because you rent out a number of locations to Starbucks too, don't you?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. We've actually touched every Starbucks that's been in the Wausau market.
Wow.
Even the one across the street. Because I bought the Paul's Valley Inn property one time. We owned that and put that together with Starbucks and I sold it to another developer at the time. He'd built it, but we'd actually put the deal together with Starbucks to put our own.
Wow.
And then the one on the west side, we brought the first Starbucks to Wausau back 30 years ago on the west side.
Okay.
So these are long-term relationships we've had. So, and we've built numerous Starbucks since then. Like we've built the two in Rothschild, which we still have ownership in.
Yeah, the brand new one.
We built the one up in Minocqua. It was 2 years ago.
Okay.
And to answer your question, yeah, we're constantly out there searching to bring new people to the market.
So
either national, regional, or local type businesses too, because we really, you know, we find the mix is what you want and need. So it's really all of it. It's blending it all together is where you have successful projects today.
Mm-hmm. Who was your first employee after you got started?
I basically just had somebody doing accounting. I did everything myself.
So do you still, how many employees do you have now?
Well, collectively, we have quite a few because we have we're doing our property management. We have the hotel side of it. And then we're also involved with the Tommy Car Washes.
Right.
So collectively, we probably have 150 employees, but really just for our development business, it's a small group.
Okay.
You know, there's probably a core of about 10 people that are involved in our development side.
So when you are trying to court these businesses to come to Wausau, whether it be Starbucks or Chipotle or Chick-fil-A or any of the other ones that you're involved with, are you making those calls to corporate or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely get involved in all that
okay.
with those type of deals personally. And then I have a couple other people that work for me that are out scouting, looking for. So it's a collective effort. I'm still personally involved in it because a lot of these, again, a lot of the connections or relationships I've had for my whole, you know, for doing this for so long.
Do you have any relationships at Red Lobster by chance?
He has to ask.
Can you show us the blueprint?
I've heard that question before. Yeah.
We take that as
we have tried in the past. Trust me.
Okay.
Did you know Ed Kresge when he was alive?
I did. Yeah, not well, but I did know him. Great guy. Great visionary, creative guy. You know, he invested a lot, obviously, in the community and his companies. But super guy.
Started Wausau Tile.
Correct.
And we heard that when Tony Roma's came to Cedar Creek, which Ed Kresge developed with the Marcus Theaters and everything like that, Ed Kresge walked up to Tony Roma's and said, hey, if you build a Tony Roma's here, we know it doesn't look good on paper because of the demographics and everything else, but I'll make sure that you get the bottom line that you need and I'll cover the difference. Does that happen a lot? That kind of guarantee?
That's uncommon.
Okay.
And that was a gift that he did for our community because that Tony Roma's was a big deal when it came, and it was very, very successful for many, many years.
Yeah, so huge hit.
I used to go there myself. So thanks, Dad, for that one. It was great.
Yeah, but that's typically not how it works.
No, not typically. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you tell people that are out there in New York and, you know, all these bigwigs all over Seattle when it comes to Starbucks? What do you say to them about Wausau that makes them interested in coming here? Because obviously you're a lover of Wausau. You're a developer of Wausau. You do this all for the community and obviously because you're in business too, but how does the story go when you're courting them?
I mean, there's a lot to sell in the market. As you both, you two know, you're very involved and active in your businesses and real estate yourself. So, I mean, there's really a lot to sell. It's a great community. There's a lot of things that are not here. So I feel some of these smaller markets are better opportunities for these national chains even to go into larger markets because you have more of a captive audience. Because like Chipotle going in remote, I believe they're going to do phenomenal. Again, because there's pent-up demand for that type of restaurant. The Chick-fil-A, same difference. So I think both of those stores will have very, very strong sales.
Do you do research ahead of time, like Chipotle, Chick-fil-A? You happen to like be able to quantify that there's a demand for that, or is that just a feeling? I think Wausau will love it.
Yeah, I mean, they come in and do their own numbers, so that basically they're going to go off their numbers. But again, it's still us trying to court them, sell them, make them feel good, try to make, again, it's all about putting a deal together. So it's really working with people as well as you can to make sure that it happens. And it comes down to key locations. I mean, when you look at where they're going, it's probably it's a very, very strong site for our county when you look at the spot. And that's why we originally purchased it, because at the time we purchased it, we did not have any tenants for it. But that was a site that I'd actually looked at buying for the last 20 years. So on and off, we'd tried to buy it for 20 years. And finally, at that time, we did purchase it about 3 years ago.
So you're just having a conversation with, I think, Olson's Flooring or something was in
yes.
there?
Yes,
and you're just talking to the owners of Olson's Flooring for 20 years. And finally, they said, okay, we're ready to retire?
On and off. And LaVon Jensen was a broker at the time. She had it listed, which unfortunately she's passed away. But she was great at putting deals together. Loved LaVon. And her and I had worked together for our whole career. So her and I worked together to put that together with the Olson brothers. And she was a great asset for making that happen.
And are you looking at this through kind of a lens of, hey, I know the people at Rib Mountain and I know the economic development people at Rib Mountain and the city of Wausau? Or is it kind of you leading it first and then going in and talking to the economic development leadership of the government and municipalities and cities and things like that?
Yeah, I think it works both ways. You know, we feel we have good relationships with all the local communities here, which obviously we have a number of them within our county. So we do our best to be a good steward and to be a good partner, because we're in business to make money, but we also want to do the right thing for the area.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's really what makes the difference.
What do you think is on the horizon for Wausau and what's missing from your point of view?
I think Wausau has the potential to grow a lot. I mean, obviously, like everybody knows, for the last 20 some odd years, we're positioned well right in the center of the state. And I think there's a group in our area right now that's invested a lot to bring the international biking trails, the gold rated trails, which I think would be a great influx for the market. I think it would bring people to live here permanently. It obviously would bring more tourists, more business, because the revenue there, and it would balance out our year, because we have the ski hill and then you have the biking, it basically would give us almost a 12-month cycle of tourism. We have so many great regional, national, international type level events that are happening here, which a lot of people don't even know of. There's like 26, 27 events already that are going on. You know, we have probably some of the best kayak courses in the world, which that's becoming more and more known.
Right.
So there's a lot of things like that that the market has to offer. You've got a great people. Yeah. That's to me what it is. It's really the core of the people that are here. You have good, hardworking, honest people within this area.
Yeah.
That's really what makes it. It's the fabric is the people that are here.
Yeah, because you think about the world-class kayaking, the amazing ski topography that we have with Rib Mountain. If we didn't have that, there would be a totally different landscape here.
Correct.
And then the biking thing, you know, I know that they're working on that and you're kind of involved in that as well. Is that right?
Yeah, we're trying to help in a small way with that. We're very small. I mean, there's people that are doing amazing things with that. So we're just very little bit on the side with that because the piece that we're hoping to help with is to bring an interior climbing wall. So, because that's something that would complement the biking just in a small way, but it'd be a small piece. But again, there's a large group that have spent a lot of time on the biking and investing a lot of money, which we should all really appreciate them very much for doing that.
How do you get into like Vero Beach, Florida and Kansas City, Missouri and all that?
That's with just hotel deals that I brought to people different two times we've got associated with. So we have ownership in collectively probably a half a dozen hotels now scattered around. We are going to continue developing some hotels. So that's something that's still good. It's going to be part of our business going forward.
Yeah. We talked to you last time when you called in about a new hotel in downtown Wausau, which I think you're in support of a little bit too, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah. I think the downtown, the housing, all types of housing are critical for the success of downtown. So there's a lot of apartments being built, which are great. Condominiums is another good piece and hotel rooms, because that's really any downtown. The only way they're successful, you have to have people that are already there. It's not like you can't be successful assuming people are going to drive into a downtown.
Yeah.
So you need that core base of they're already here to support the businesses. And then you get the people coming in because then you get more of a buzz, more things going on. So it takes that collective effort. So I would think, you know, the more hotel rooms in downtown Wausau would help the area a lot.
Do people come to you more, or are you coming to them when there's property available that you're seeing that, wow, this is unique here. This piece of land could be very good for X, Y, or Z. What leads that usually?
It's both. You know, we're always out looking for really good locations. That's one thing that I think has actually helped us over the years in the good and the bad times. Because if you're in a good spot, it's easier in bad times to have something happen with it.
Yeah.
So we really feel that we're always striving to have the best locations for whatever sector we're in. So we're always reaching out. And then we do have people that come to us because, again, we've been in business for so many years that you do have, again, those long-term relationships. So they'll call us in certain instances that feel it's a good project for us.
It seems like you're at the forefront of economic development for our region. Would you agree with that, Paul?
I would agree. I mean, you're driving, Raleigh, you're driving a lot of the development and the future forward-thinking mindset that we need here in Wausau, both downtown and beyond. Tell us a little bit about the Banter location you have in Rothschild. What's going on there?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for asking. Yeah, we've been renovating that continuously. The lobby's 100% renovated. We're now turning the auxiliary building, the old water park building, into an event space. So that'll open up this fall. So we'll have about, you know, 25,000 square feet there to host commercial events, could be weddings, business events. We want to help try to support the convention centers out there. Maybe we do some of the smaller things. We'll free them up to do larger events because I think it's very important for all of us. The more business at the convention center, that impacts the whole county. So again, we want to help in any way we can and be a good partner to them. And that's how we kind of see that space working.
And you've been in this for, like you said, over 50 years now. But what do you hope that your legacy is for the area into the future?
I mean, we're just here to help. We really are. And that's really the one spirit we want to have. And again, it's everybody working together. It's like, as we know, as life goes on, the older I get, the realize the little I really know. So basically, it's just all of us. It's people working together and connecting the dots. And that's how we'll be successful. And we want to work with everyone. That truly is who we are.
Who do you think the best mayor of Wausau ever was in history?
Oh, boy. I don't know if I can answer that question. Okay. I better not answer that one.
All right. That's not what we'd ask. It put you on the spot there a little bit.
Yeah, I'll go with August Kickbutt. How about that?
Ryan's trying to get me in trouble.
Yeah. You have kids that are involved, and Austin is your son, and he's responsible for a lot of the music and entertainment that happens at Banter down there at the Cedar Creek Banter location. What's their involvement in your business these days?
Yeah, Austin's helping in all aspects of the business. He's kind of passionate about the, you know, the entertainment side of it. So that's, we all kind of direct go to our, what we're passionate about. So he definitely, but he's helping on all levels of it. He's very involved with the marketing and the leasing and our management of their properties and just going, basically, I've always, with my kids, I've always exposed them to everything I've been doing since they were little kids.
Okay.
So basically they're all helping. Austin, my younger son, Brendan, he's very involved. He does a lot of the financial work for us. My daughter's she's been helping with a lot of design and marketing ideas also. So they're all three helping.
Yeah, that Velveteen Plum is something. What an amazing view up there. That Velveteen Plum. Well, and now we're getting ready to get into the season where it can open up the rooftop again. Mm-hmm. How did that come to be?
That was just a crazy idea. You know, we felt we had that opportunity with that building to bring something to Wausau that would help really to draw younger people. That was really my thought with that. And we're open to doing anything like that. I think we all have to think that way. Myself and other people that are involved. There's a lot of other people involved in development in Wausau besides us. But I think each and one of us, whatever we can bring those kind of things to the market that will help retain younger people and bring younger people to market is really, really important for the long-term growth. Yeah. And again, all the people behind the bike trail, that's a big deal. Right. So that's a huge piece of it. The ski hill. We also have so much water here that the water, again, is another huge asset from the lake to the rivers to we're blessed with so much.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like the Godorzies or the Noels who own Compass Properties, who have the Jefferson Street Inn building and that whole block, and Gorman and Lockery here, it's you four that are really responsible for all the biggest construction projects that are going on in the area right now. Are there more developers that are interested in coming to the area? Or
I think, you know, I've seen a much larger draw to Wisconsin in general over the last 5 years. Because, you know, in the past, you know, it was really hard. Even if we wanted to sell product to some of our buildings, you basically had to draw a local crowd. That's changed. So there's an expanded market to sell your properties outside of the state. And I also think there's a lot more people looking at our market. Markets like Wausau and the whole state of Wisconsin now, which is really, really positive. Because it's definitely shifted. They're seeing the benefits of these kind of areas, especially even at, you know, post-COVID. That kind of shifted the way everybody started thinking and where people wanted to live. And, you know, it's very desirable to live in like a Wausau community. It's very, you know, small. You have all the recreational items. So those are the things that are helping markets like Wausau.
So we all know ideas are cheap, but, you know, a lot of people out there who, you know, haven't dipped their toe in the water in development, but have really good ideas and want to maybe contribute to the development of this area. What would be your advice for them to get started? I mean, I have a great idea for a arcade bar, let's say. Like, how do I start doing that?
That's a great question. I mean, I would reach out to anybody ever you can. I'd reach out to local developers, not just like any of the developers in the market to see if they can help them. I'd go into if it was the city of Wausau, I'd go to the city of Wausau, the development people, and talk to them. You know, there's a lot of organizations, McDevco, different things that can help new businesses. There's a lot out there. So just search for anybody and everybody that you could go and talk to and try to formulate it to get good ideas, to look at financing, you know, money that's available. It's really just being very aggressive and reaching out and talking to anybody you can.
What are the most aggressive banks in the area that are investing into the region, would you say?
I think they all play their parts in different ways.
Okay.
So I hate to pick out ones. We've had relationships, some of them, for my whole life. I think in general, we have a great community spirit with the lenders. And again, you know, each bank maybe might be attracted to different things, you know, different things than some are than another bank would be. That's another thing where you can't, if you get a no, don't let that bother you. Uh-huh. I mean, probably every deal we do, I get multiple no's before I get a loan. I mean, that's just, even in there being the business all this year, that's just part of the process.
Okay.
So you always have to be willing to keep knocking on doors till you find the right person that's a good match for your project.
And what cities are comparable to Wausau from your perspective? Are there cities that are analogous to Wausau that are doing it better or that Wausau can look up to?
I think it would be depending what piece of it you wanted to look at. I mean, if you're looking at the biking thing, you could go and look at other states. You could look, let's say, use Bend, Oregon or whatever. Yeah. Look at other markets that have done that. I mean, Duluth, Minnesota is the other one that has the bike trails.
Oh, Duluth.
So it depends on what piece you're looking at to where you'd want to look at other cities, because there's so many different pieces to work with. So it depends on what space you're looking at, or you if you want to look for restaurants to go to some of your larger cities to try to bring new concepts back. Now, we do have another thing that the building we own on North Mountain Road was where the IHOP is in. We El Tequila just built a new building.
Yeah.
So that space came available. We've leased that to we've been trying to get an Indian restaurant to Wausau for 15 years.
Wow.
So now we have an Indian restaurant going into that space.
Wow. Okay.
So that's
breaking news.
Yeah. So that's exciting for us, because we're always trying, again, we're always trying to bring things that are not here.
Yeah. Because I know that a lot of people are going to Marshfield for for that type of restaurant. Yeah. And so when does that open?
We signed the lease here probably about 3-4 weeks ago. So that will probably open about 3 to 4 months, I would guess. It'll open. We're renovating the space for them.
Very cool.
We're excited about that, because again, there's segments like that we keep looking to bring people that are not in the market.
Yeah.
And that's something we'll always keep doing.
And you've been so passionate about this job that you have since you were at DC Evers High School.
Correct. Yeah.
Is your job your hobby, or do you have other hobbies?
Yeah, I mean, we spent a lot of time with my family. We spent a lot, fortunately, with all the kids. We were very family oriented, so we're always doing things with them, trips and whatever we do.
Yeah.
We're fortunate to do that as a group. So I love the outdoors, I love water, any kind of water related. So we do spend time on the lake. That's kind of it. And it, in a sense, it is my hobby too, because I truly enjoy what I'm doing.
You seem to be firing on all cylinders. Well, when 08 happened and the credit default swap and all that stuff happened with all that, did you take a hit during that time? Was that a challenging period for you, I would imagine?
Oh, very challenging. Yeah. It's very, 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 very challenging. Yeah, we took a huge hit in 2008. So that took us a number of years to dig ourselves back out of that one.
Yeah.
That was the roughest time I've ever personally been through, is the 2008 to 2011, because the market really shut down. It really truly did shut down.
And how are you feeling now about the future of real estate and economic development future?
I'm very optimistic.
Yeah.
I just feel there's a lot of opportunities still out there. And I think it's, you have to believe in that there are opportunities there. And it's really how and all you approach it. If you take in a positive approach and you have the true heart to work with other people, you can do a lot of good things right now.
Wow. Any advice to a couple of dopes who just invested in malarkeys?
Well, I think I'm with two very wise individuals that'll do a great job. And we're happy that you have invested in malarkeys. So,
well,
congratulations to both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
And I will be there to support you. So.
You've been a great inspiration and a mentor of ours, and we look up to everything that you do. It's Raleigh Lockery, everybody. Lockery, thanks for coming by the Wausau Business Show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Hold me close, my dear.
Wausau Business Show.
Strongbridge Wealth Advisors invites you to an exclusive market update with Russell Price, Chief Economist for Ameriprise Financial. Curious about where the markets are headed? Wondering how economic trends could impact your investments? The event will take place on Wednesday, May 28th, 2025 at 4 p.m. at the beautiful Hilton Garden Inn in Wausau, Wisconsin. Gain valuable insights on market trends and the economic outlook and investment strategies for 2025 and beyond. This is a free event, but space is limited. Call 715-422-7604 or visit strongbw.com to reserve your spot today.
This is an informational seminar. There is no cost or obligation. Not FDIC or NCUA insured. No financial institution guarantee. May lose value. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
And Reuter Ware, we challenge the notion that sophisticated legal practices only exist in major metropolitan areas. Our team chooses to live and work in communities where many people only vacation or pass through. We enjoy a quality of life and have an excellent work-life balance, while still practicing exciting, challenging law in Wausau, Eau Claire, Green Bay, and Wisconsin Rapids. Since 1920, we've been doing what we want and where we want to do it. Find us at reuterware.com.
This is the
Wausau Business Show.
The Wausau Business Show.
With Ryan and Paul.
Ryan Gallagher.
And Paul Grinsell.
The Wausau Business Show.
You really want to party with me? Let me see just what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Straight buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really want to party with me, let me see just what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Straight buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really want to party with me.
Paul Wausau all the time. It's the Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And now let's talk golf.
Yeah.
American Family Insurance.
Happy Masters weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nate Pokras, Executive Director for the AmFam Championship.
Morning, Nate.
Good morning. So thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us a little bit about the championship and its history, if you could.
Yeah, if we look back to 2015, American Family Insurance formed a partnership with the PGA Tour to ultimately launch a PGA Tour Champions event in Madison, Wisconsin, starting in 2016. And the one key component to that partnership was also engaging American Family Insurance's brand ambassador and professional golfer, Wisconsin native Steve Stricker. And with ultimately American Family Insurance, the PGA Tour, and Steve Stricker, we launched our first AmFam Championship in 2016, and we've had a tremendous success, great support from the state of Wisconsin, throughout the Midwest, tremendous golf fans, and here we are now coming into 2025, continuing with our ninth AmFam Championship.
And a lot of this goes to charity, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, the unique thing when partnering with the PGA Tour is all the event proceeds stay in your local community, and all of it is based around philanthropy. And that's the unique aspect of partnering with the PGA Tour, that all these events, your dollars can stay local, and it all supports philanthropic efforts. And we've been proud to donate nearly $20 million by way of over 1,000 grants here throughout Wisconsin to charitable organizations impacting kids and families, health and wellness. And it's truly a great way to get everybody engaged, knowing it's a great cause and all the results going back here right into our community to great organizations.
Yeah, and a lot of it goes to the Steve Stricker American Family Insurance Foundation, right? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, the Steve Stricker American Family Insurance Foundation was formed as the ultimately serving as the host entity of the tournament. So that partnership with AmFam and Steve Stricker and all those charitable dollars flow through the foundation. And then we distribute 100% right back out into the community. So half of those dollars go to American Family Children's Hospital, a world-renowned children's hospital here in Madison. And then the other 50% go to community organizations throughout the state that are ultimately impacting families and kids, and just a great way to support a number of other charities. Some of those are golf focused, but a lot of those are just health and wellness and ways to improve our community and ways to improve our neighborhoods.
Cool. And it's always at U Ridge. What are the odds we have this at the kind of Century World or Wausau Country Club at some point? Nate.
Yeah, the tournament started at University Ridge. We had a great partnership with the University of Wisconsin. Great to have it at an outstanding golf course here in Madison. And we're now transitioning here in 2025 to TPC Wisconsin.
Ooh, a new course.
Yeah, a new course here on the north. Yeah, the north side of Madison. It was formerly Cherokee Country Club. It's been fully renovated, now under the flag of the TPC partnership and the first TPC property here in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
so wow. We're excited about that transition, and we're excited to continue that next chapter of the AmFam Champ.
We're getting closer to Wausau, going north.
Going north a little by a few miles.
Yeah. What can you tell us about Steve Stricker that nobody knows, Nate?
You know, everybody, what you see is what you get with Steve. That's what's great. He's Wisconsin through and through. That's why everybody resonates with him. You know, he is one of the best golfers that we've seen in our time. Obviously, well-respected, been a Ryder Cup captain, a President's Cup captain. But, you know, he loves to hunt and fish, just like a lot of Wisconsinites. And I think that's what resonates most. And he'll certainly talk golf with you. But if you want to talk hunting and fishing, he'll chat with you all day long.
Yeah, he's a champion at that too.
Yeah, champion all around.
Very much so.
So this takes place in June of 2025, right? How do we get tickets?
Yeah, correct. The event each year is been in June, so great time, right as the school year is coming to an end. Great way to kick off the summer. If you visit amfamchampionship.com, you can see our full week tournament week schedule. We start the week early in the part of the week is with some pro-ams and some sponsor events. And then we roll into that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, June 6th, 7th, and 8th coming up. And that's when the fans get to come out to the course, see these professional golfers in action. And it's the fans of Wisconsin love their golf. We've seen it, whether it's been visiting up in Kohler for the major championships, U.S. Senior Open, certainly was at Century World. Back in the day, the U.S. Bank Championship, the Greater Milwaukee Open over in Milwaukee. So the state of Wisconsin loves their golf. And
we're
honored to have all of our statewide fans really support our event each year here in Madison.
Yeah, is John Daly showing up this year?
You know, he's been an annual favorite. We hope to see him again this year. One of the unique things we've updated this year is we're going to a new format. It's a team/partner format. So each player gets to pick a partner and play in a team style event rather than individual stroke play. And this team format style has been on the PGA Tour Champions in the past. It's been dormant for a few years. We're excited to bring that format back. The players are really excited. Fans enjoy that team aspect. So seeing guys partner together, that'll be a fun thing for fans to see. That's something different than that traditional stroke play.
Yeah, I know that John Daly was supposed to play in the Senior Open at Century like a year and a half ago, but they were only allowed, like two players were allowed in the lottery. They had a lottery of some kind, and only two players out of the whole group were allowed of the seniors to have a golf cart. And John Daly applied, but he didn't get chosen for the golf cart. He could have walked and participated, but he needed that golf cart, and so he didn't go to the Century Open.
Will you have golf carts at your event in June?
Will we be able to lug John Daly around in a golf cart?
Yeah, most PGA Tour Champions events do allow carts. Okay. We do allow ours at our event, so that certainly is the case. The major championships, the U.S. Senior Open that you saw up at Century World, or some of the other major championships have slightly different qualifications, parameters tied to carts.
But got it.
If players need it, that's great. A lot of our players do like to walk, and TPC Wisconsin is also a fairly flat property as well, so most will walk. But John has been a favorite every year in Madison. And we certainly hope he'll be back again this year.
Yeah, there's only one guy greater and more beloved in Wisconsin than Steve Stricker, or right up there with Steve.
Right up there,
that's
probably.
John Daly, a fan favorite. But he's a Wisconsinite at heart, I think.
In a lot of ways, he checks a lot of those boxes.
Checks the boxes. Loves the beer.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of Wisconsin guys. You touched on, obviously, John Daly, almost, kind of like feels like a Wisconsin. Tonight, but of course, we talked about Steve and Jerry Kelly. Wisconsin native and has had a tremendous career. Andy North, two-time U.S. Open champion.
Yeah.
While he doesn't officially compete, we have him in some activities throughout tournament week. A lot of Wisconsin connections, and I know all the fans throughout the state resonate.
Yeah, a lot of local golfers to cheer for, which is always extra fun. I know when we were at the Senior Open one day, Jerry Kelly and Steve Stricker were paired together.
Yeah,
and
that was when they came up 18?
Yeah, huge crowds.
That was super cool, yeah. Well, we look forward to you guys coming up north and having it at Century or Wausau Country Club at some point, Nate.
We'll recruit you guys to come up.
Come on up.
Yeah, we'd love to be throughout the state. There's so many great communities like Wausau, and you can touch on all the communities. We've had fans, throughout the state, and we know we get a lot of fans from the Wausau area. And
yeah, plenty of AmFam customers up here, too.
Yeah, that's great.
True.
We thank everyone for tremendously supporting, whether attending, volunteering. It's really a statewide effort.
Well, cool. AmFam is a great Wisconsin company, and we're very proud to have it in our home state. It says that you guys have some concerts coming to this weekend-long event as well. Which any notable acts?
Yeah, so one of the unique things in golf, and you see it throughout the country, is it's a week-long celebration. So you're trying to find ways to engage fans beyond just the game of golf, and music is certainly one of those paths. And we've held an concert each year annually. We've had a show. We've had an artist in the past. We've had Darius Rucker, REO Speedwagon, the late great Toby Keith.
Cool. God rest his soul.
And this year we're excited to welcome Megan Maroney. She was the new country artist Analyst of the Year back in 2024. And then joining her will be Clint Black and Emily Ann Roberts. So kind of the old school country, new school. It's really exciting. Ticket sales have been going tremendously well. And it's a cool part of tournament week to host that concert each year.
Very cool.
Should be a fun event.
Wisconsin is a hell of a golf state. Nobody can deny that.
That is true. You know, we've got some of the best golf courses in the country
right
here in Wisconsin. As you look up in Kohler and Century World and what's all around the
Sand Valley,
Milwaukee, and then of course here in the Madison area, it Wisconsin loves their golf, whether it's playing and or watching. And we've been honored and appreciative to have those fans come to the tournament each year. But just state of Wisconsin loves golf. So our season's a little short, so
right.
When the season comes around, everybody just goes all in with the game.
Well, what more could you ask for? Music, fun, golf, Bucky Badger. This is great. Well, we are happy to support AmFam and
absolutely.
The American Family Insurance Championship. And thank you, Executive Director Nate Pokras from the American Family Insurance Championship.
Thanks coming up in June. On.
Thanks for coming on the Wausau Business Show, Nate.
Yeah, take care, guys. Appreciate everything. Thank you.
All right, that was great.
That was cool.
All right, let's move right into tariffs quick.
Wonderful transition.
Matthew Colmer from Strongbridge Wealth Advisors.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Nice to meet you. So you've been at this about 11 years with Strongbridge.
That's right.
And you founded it?
Not really. I joined an existing practice,
okay.
And then it kind of transformed over time and partnered up with my partner, Katie Jacobs, and the two of us kind of made it what it is today from something really different before we partnered together.
Did you have a background in wealth management?
I was actually teaching economics and AP psychology before I became a financial advisor.
An economist right here. Yeah. Paul is our resident economist.
That's right.
At Rocket Industrial and the Wausau Business Show. And Matt, you are now here to talk to us about tariffs. We need a resident expert to talk to us about tariffs because this goes well beyond Paul's day-to-day capabilities, I think.
Yes, I'm as lost as anyone.
But what do you tell your customers and your clients that are wondering what's going on with tariffs?
I think really it's steering them away from listening to the talking heads on either side of the political spectrum and the major news outlets,
yeah.
And really just look at the nuts and bolts of how that's going to impact basically their portfolio. So that's where it comes down to, is instead of coming up with a really specific economic forecast, like how is this impacting you right now? And we share how they're positioned and adjustments that we made in January in anticipation that this would be a different year than last year was. And just comparing how they're doing versus how the indexes are doing, that tends to make people really feel at ease.
You know, I guess the long-term view is the long-term. You invest in the stock market long-term, right? That whole story? It's not day-to-day. You're not gambling.
Correct. Yeah. No, we've got a really, really formal investment process and an investment committee. And then we review our portfolios with our back office has a whole crew of analysts and CFAs. And then we also take our portfolios out and have independent analysts critique and give us feedback on how we're doing.
Well, who's your ideal client then?
Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
Someone with a lot of money. Yeah.
Seems like Uncle Warren's got it pretty well figured out on his own, actually.
Yeah. Might be a good teacher, actually.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of wisdom from that guy. Yeah, right. Absolutely. An ideal client for us is somebody who values working with an individual advisor, a team of advisors that is willing to seek out advice and then take that advice and move forward with it. So a responsible mindset and people with the wealth where our advice can be valuable for them. So that's kind of ideal.
Who's your number one client?
Number one client? Well, I would have to say
Warren Buffett.
Jill, of course.
Okay.
Jill, yeah.
Jill Waller.
Jill Waller, welcome.
Okay. Yeah. Jill also works at your firm.
Yeah.
But what makes Strongbridge different and better than others in your field?
It's a really hard question to answer. It's something that in our industry is really promoted. Like, what makes you stand out?
Yeah.
And, financial advisors tend to be a really smart group of people, and they've come up with all kinds of fancy language to make themselves sound different.
Yeah.
And consequently, we all sound the same.
Right.
So I think at the end of the day, our positioning in the market is we want to be a big enough firm that we can approach things from a really professional approach.
Yeah.
But then we're small enough where we actually know our clients. We're local. When you call our phone numbers, you talk to somebody right here in central Wisconsin that you've met face to face. So you get that blend between a great big firm that can cover you no matter what's going on, but then also a real personal feel. So
yeah.
That's our positioning.
And I know that there's a lot of legal stuff where you can't say like, because I mean, from a marketing standpoint, you just go, well, what makes us different is we have higher returns than our competition.
Right. You'll make more money with
right.
us.
Yeah. Right. Obviously, that's not something that you're able to say.
Or right. guarantee.
Right.
You yeah. can't guarantee yeah, yeah, yeah. it.
Can't use the word guarantee. Right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. But you guys, some of your accolades here, Strongbridge Wealth Advisors was named Forbes Best in State Wealth Management Teams 2023, 24, and 25. And you were the Advisor Hub Advisors to Watch under a billion in 2023. But you guys do everything from retirement to estate planning, charitable giving, tax planning strategies, all of it, tariff strategies. All of it combined. And then you're also a sponsor, which we love, sponsor of the Friend of a Friend competition here. Strongbridge Wealth Advisors. So the Friend of a Friend competition is encouraging people to recruit people to move to Wausau and central Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And obviously you guys must have a passion for that and why you supported the competition itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You want to talk a little bit about that?
My partner Katie and I are actually both small town Wisconsin kids. I was born and raised in Adams Friendship, and she was from Stratford, you know, just down the road. So, you know, Wausau is kind of a big city for us, but realizing that it's actually a small town. And so we have an office here in Wausau. We have an office in Antigo, Plover, and Wisconsin Rapids, and we really like to invest in the communities that we're in. And we came to Wausau about 2 years ago and absorbed an office here, made it part of our organization, have expanded since then. And we just want to be invested in this community and seeing it grow just like the other communities we're involved in.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Well, very cool. Yeah,
we appreciate
that. We're big supporters of people moving to central Wisconsin as well, as you know.
What do you like to do for fun?
Well, I've got two young kids, so we do a lot of chasing them around to different sporting practices and sporting events. I think like, you know, like everyone else in our age group.
We know the feeling.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah. And outside of that, if we do have any free time, we like to spend time on the boat, fish, hunt, all that sort of thing, you know, outdoors.
Okay, so if somebody comes in and talks to you about looking at a retirement package or something like that, we're also going to be able to talk hunting and fishing.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. That's the direction you want to go. There's an advantage to that.
Absolutely.
Maybe double down on that.
Everything's down. The economy's who knows what's going on with tariffs? Nobody knows the future. Let's talk about hunting and fishing.
Let's drop a line in the water.
Well, I think Matt's very humble, but we've really positioned ourselves and we have planned for this. Our clients know
PR
that.
Agent here in the background.
And, yeah.
And you know, we know all of our clients by name, by face, and we know what their goals are. So I think that's really the differentiator, is that it's not just advice for anyone, it's advice for you.
Tailored to the people that we work with. Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
leave it to a PR person to come in.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to say, Jill?
I would also say 80 to 90% of our clients come from referrals.
Yeah. What's your working relationship? Jill, what's your role at the company?
Marketing.
Marketing. Okay. Marketing and PR.
We called it.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, great. How long have you two worked together?
7 years now, I think.
Seven years.
Great. Well, we wish you all the best and continue to bring those awards back from Forbes, will you, please?
Oh, gosh. He makes it easy.
Yeah.
All the advisors make it so easy.
Well, you're doing something right.
Yeah. Strongbridge Wealth Advisors, thank you for your sponsorship with the Friend of a Friend competition and best of luck to you guys weathering the tariff storm.
Oh, thank you for continuing to promote Wausau in the area and our organization. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Strongbridge Wealth Advisors.
All right. Check that box.
We solved the tariff issue. All right, so let's get into it, Paul. Can you stand at the Grand? Great show from the Bodines this past Thursday.
Yeah, I had to stand.
Some people were compelled. The emotion took them over
right.
of the music, and they had to stand. But others behind them were starting to heckle a little bit. Sit down. Sit.
They had a real problem with standing at the Grand.
So we went right to the source. Is it okay to stand during a rock and roll show at the Grand Theater?
Yeah, I want to know the rules.
Here we go. Let's listen to Sean Wright.
Sean, this is the owner of the Grand Theater. Well, the executive director.
Yeah,
we called you the owner, by the way. But, hey, there's some controversy about people wanting to stand up. What are your thoughts on standing up?
Is it allowed?
It is absolutely allowed.
Yeah. Oh, people are very bashful. It's a very controversial thing here.
Us and every other theater in the world, it feels like. The stand-up, sit-down debate is never-ending.
But there was a girl standing up, a couple people standing up, and people behind her were chanting, sit down.
Yeah, everybody needs to enjoy the show in their own way. If that's standing, it's standing. If that's sitting, it's sitting. All that's why the Great Hall is going to be transformed over these next couple of years to create a
stand-up atmosphere.
A general admission stand-up atmosphere. Okay. You know, more coming on April 29th.
So. April 29th, when it's breaking.
That is when we will have the big announcement of everything. Everything that we haven't already revealed on the Wausau Business Show, which is a lot of
you
it.
You revealed a lot.
So it's official. Feel free to stand at the Grant.
You can stand.
Coming up on the show next week, we are traveling to the Green Bay Packers.
Wow, we're going to Lambeau?
We're going to the front office of the Green Bay Packers to talk to the Packer organization about the business of the Green Bay Packers and the impact and the economic impact on the entire region and the state.
And we're going to talk draft stuff, I assume, too.
And the draft is coming up in a couple of weeks, so we'll be talking about that.
Right.
So from high atop Rib Mountain, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show transmission. The end!
Men used his mighty voice to call us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.